Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Jason and John back with you on a Thursday. And as promised, we've got with us now ESPN college basketball analyst Dan Dockich. Dan, how are you, sir?
Hey, man, I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much for coming. Listen, want to start out with your football expertise, sir. I mean, I go to you for my college basketball opinion and expertise, and you're breaking stories about college football hires. So Luke Fickell to Cincinnati, huh, from Ohio State? Can we book it?
Oh, man, you could have booked Brom because I had a guy deep inside. This one, I've got boosters that know, that are a part of, telling me that this is going to happen by this weekend. They'll be shocked if it's not. But you know what? I'm not as confident. but I do get a kick out of it because, you know, you tweet it out and you say it, and next thing you know, I've got all these websites writing it like it's gospel. I've got people that I trust saying it. So, yeah, but one thing I learned in the whole PJ Fleck thing is, you know what? You can get there, think it's going to happen. But there are a lot of details yet to be worked out. And we'll see what happens with Finkel. I think he's going to bring his guy Coombs, mm-hmm. another assistant, as a defensive coordinator, I think.
All right, so there's some breaking AAC news here for you from Dan Dockich on Jason and John. All right, let's move to college basketball, Dan. There's something in the water in the state of Indiana, isn't there, Dan? I mean, first you had Fort Wayne winning at Indiana, and then last night Indiana State over Butler. There's got to be something in the water to explain all of this in Indiana.
Hey, you know what? I'll give you a family name, the Scott family. Here's the deal. Bryson and Brenton Scott were as good of players in high school a couple years ago. Actually, they should be seniors now, as there were in the state. And Bryson went to Purdue, and it didn't work out, so he transferred. And Brenton went to Indiana State. Bryson just kicked IU's backside, and then his twin brother Brenton had 24 last night for Indiana State to whip Butler. So it's the Scott family. Like, it's just one family that's whooping up. But you know what's pretty cool? Butler went to Indiana State, which is a great game because, look, Indiana State doesn't get fantastic crowds. And Indiana went to IPFW, which is cool, too. It's just good for hoops in the state. You know, you lose a game, so what? Get ready for the next one. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Well, and it makes me lament seeing what you know, all these different teams from Indiana playing each other. They seem to understand the importance of interstate competition, yet we can't get a Memphis-Tennessee series in Memphis to save our lives. Why does Indiana get it, and we don't get it in Tennessee?
I don't know. You know, Butler and Indiana State, Butler and Ball State have really been playing. Crean just did it, IPFW, and truthfully, the fans of Indiana a favor because Fort Wayne sold the game out in 2.5 minutes, and I'm being literal there. It's a big Indiana town. I don't know. I'm with you guys. Like, I think it's ridiculous that Memphis and Tennessee don't play.
Absolutely.
I mean, look, it becomes an ego thing. It becomes, you know, whether it's ADs or coaches. It's just like Indiana and Kentucky, man. You know, sometimes, let's be honest, college basketball right now struggles for attention between the start of the season and the NCAA tournament, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you get attention? Those games, you know, Kentucky, Indiana, Memphis, and Tennessee. It'd be great for the state of Tennessee. It'd be great for high school coaches, high school kids, media. And I don't get it. I honestly don't. Here's what I get. I get that the big school, you know, Indiana, or maybe I guess Tennessee considers itself the big school. I don't know. Doesn't want to lose to the quote-unquote little school, blah, 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 blah. Hey, here's the deal. These guys, these coaches are making so much money, you ought to hope you get fired because they got to buy you out. You can go sit on a beach. You don't have to worry about 18-year-olds. You kidding me? Play the game.
Let's stick on Indiana a little bit. They've got the loss to Fort Wayne, which we've talked about, but they've also got two wins over top three AP-ranked teams in Kansas and North Carolina. I didn't realize. Only three other teams in the history of the AP poll have won twice against AP top three teams in their first six games of a season. My question, Dan, is this the year that Crean gets Indiana past the Sweet 16?
Yeah, I think it is. I think this is an Elite Eight Final Four national champion
team. It feels like it.
They got to stay healthy. Their front line right now, OG Anunoby, who's really good.
Yes.
He's got a high ankle sprain. And, you know, you guys know there's a difference between a high ankle sprain and an ankle sprain. High ankle sprain can keep you out for weeks. Ankle sprain, tape it up and let's go. They got to stay healthy. And Thomas Bryan occasionally has some foot problems. Their defense at the guard position is good enough, but it's not great. And as you know, college basketball is so much dribble, ball, screen, dribble, dribble, dribble. You know, you got to be able to guard. But this is a really talented team. In fact, Don Fisher, who's been broadcasting games, I think, for 38 years, told me the other day this is the most talent he's ever seen on the court.
Wow.
And so they got some young guys that can play. But you know how it is, man. You all of a sudden, you know, you run into a hot team, blah, 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 blah. You get a bad draw, maybe North Carolina again. But, no, I think this is as good a team as Tom has had, and I think this is as good a team as Indiana's had in a long time.
Talking to Dan Dockich, college basketball analyst for ESPN. You look up early in the season, Dan, and UCLA is undefeated. Big win over Kentucky last weekend, number two in the nation, which is weird considering I thought Steve Alford was fired last year. He was supposed to have been fired. They were flying banners in Westwood saying he should be fired. I guess obviously I know Lonzo Ball, it can make a huge difference, one player. But does this speak to just fans' impatience, not understanding, how long it takes sometimes to turn programs around, like at a place like UCLA?
Well, I think it's part of that. I think it's part of, UCLA still living, in the Wooden days, which, my God, most people weren't even born anymore when Wooden was coaching. I'm getting ready. I'm doing the game on Saturday, Michigan and UCLA, and I'm going to rip the living hell out of that guy that flew that plane. I really am. Because Alford's my boy. We played together at Indiana. I coached him as a grad assistant. He's a good dude kind of gets focused sometimes and maybe doesn't do what people want him to do, and some jackass flies a plane saying you can get fired. It seems to me, now I may be wrong, but it seems to me that you got better things to do with your plane than fly it over some building saying we got to fire a basketball coach. But UCLA, to me, they're still living in that thing. When Wooden had Sam Gilbert, they can go get players they wanted. Did you realize this? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, then his name was Lou Alcindor, the number one player maybe in the history of high school basketball from Power Memorial in New York City, went to UCLA as a walk-on. Mm. He was not on scholarship so that they could have these people pay him and fly him taking movie scripts across the country back to New York. The times have changed since those kind of days. And I think UCLA has maybe, at least their boosters have not really understood that so well.
I want to ask you this, Dan. In your opinion, best college basketball, we're a quarter of the way through the season. It's hard to make these judgments, but who do you get excited about in terms of when you turn on the television, best individual college basketball player? Who's the best player right now in college basketball?
Man, that's a great question. I'm not so sure that that Lonzo Ball isn't. But I'll tell you, the kid that I really like, and I mean I really like, is this kid, De'Aaron Fox at Kentucky.
Yes,
he outplayed Ball. I did their game against Arizona State, and early in the game, I'm like, man, this dude's going to get a triple-double. And, you just say it, next thing you know, he gets a triple-double, and I'm watching him thinking, he made this look so easy. Now, is he the number one pick in the draft? I honestly don't have any idea. I think the kid Ball will be, because he's 6'7", plays like Jason Kidd, and wins, and again, like Kidd. So that's the kid that I'm really excited about. And I didn't know. You hear all this stuff about a guy scores a zillion points and all that. But when I watched him against Kentucky, against Fox, I just thought that those two guys were, what you said, fun to watch.
Yes.
Like, I think Thomas Bryant from Indiana is really, really good. I think there's a lot of really good players. But when you ask me, Kennedy Meeks in North Carolina, big kid. But fun to watch, I think those two kids – I think they're it. They're just a blast because they make teammates better. They score. They're just good. And it's like, all right, I want to watch you. I don't want to watch, some big fat guy on the block getting a call every time he makes a move.
Talking to Dan Dockich, college basketball analyst for ESPN. During your stint in Indiana, there at the end. You coached a couple games against Tubby Smith at Minnesota. I think you split, actually, with Tubby. What does Tubby bring to Memphis?
Well, he brings whatever you need. Like, he can really coach. Defensively, he can really coach. Offensively, he can really coach. I mean, he brings a maturity. Like, you know, let's face it. You know, Tubby was the first African-American coach at Kentucky basketball. All right, he has heard everything. Memphis has an incredibly passionate fan base. Memphis has incredibly high expectations. You're not going to phase him. You know, you're not going to out expectation Kentucky, and you're not going to do that. So, what are you going to do to him that's going to rattle him? And the answer is absolutely nothing. And then you combine that with a guy that's as good a dude as there is ever. I mean, ever. Like, just a good dude. And if you get him on the show, ask him about getting in the ring with a quote-unquote exhibition fight with Muhammad Ali when he realized, wait a second, this man could kill me. Ask him that sometime. It's a great story. But there's nothing you can do. You know, he's seen every defense, seen every offense. He's recruited at the highest level. He's dealt with crap. He's dealt with expectation. When he went to Memphis, I thought, man, that's perfect. You know, that to me is just absolutely perfect for Memphis and perfect for Tubby because he got a chance to do it at a national level.
Last thing before we let you go, obviously I think the concern about Tubby is not – because there always has to be a concern from the fan base, Dan, about coaches. I don't think the concern so much is winning. It's the recruiting aspect because he is 65 and he's never been known as a dogged recruiter. Are those concerns warranted or unfounded in your opinion?
To me, I think that I've always said this, and I've known a lot of guys that are coached with and against or at and against Memphis. You got to do a good job in your own backyard, and I think that Tubby is going to do a great job in his own backyard. I think the people in and around Memphis, the coaches. The players are going to love the guy. Now, does that mean that Kentucky's not going to come in on a great player? Of course not. Kentucky comes in everywhere. Hell, they came in here in Indianapolis and got Trey Lyles. But I think that reputation has been overstated a little bit. Look, when you go to Kentucky, and for whatever the reason, you know, now they're doing it, but it's a different world than when Tubby was here. Everybody thinks that you should get the greatest players every year. You know what, Patino didn't get the greatest players every year. He was a damn good coach when he was at Kentucky. Now, Calipari is. I think that reputation is overstated. I swear to you, the people who are in and around Memphis are going to love the guy.
He is Dan Dockich. He's a college basketball analyst for ESPN. He'll be on the call of UCLA Michigan this weekend. Dan, thanks so much
for
the time. Great stuff.
Oh, man, anytime. Of course. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Of course. He is Dan Dockich, college basketball analyst for ESPN. Man.
That Tubby story?
I never knew he was. So he was in the ring with Muhammad Ali. Is that what he was saying,
or
he was
going to be an exhibition match, or he's going to be and realized, hey, I'm going in with a. We got to ask Tubby about that.
How have we not read that story? Yeah, exactly. How have we not known that until today? But thanks to Dan Dockich for coming on the show. We'll be back in just a minute here on Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.